This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Did any of you notice the president of the United States just a wee bit ticked off yesterday?
Beyond a wee, yeah.
That news conference after the United States Senate failed to pass the expanded background checks bill was amazing. Not only with the Newtown father, but the president going off, even telling voters, remind these U.S. senators of their vote when it comes to election time. My guest this morning, Mary Wright Edelman, the founder of the Children's Defense Fund. And Ms. Edelman, good morning.
Good morning.
The president, not happy at all. Were you even surprised at the anger that he showed yesterday?
No, everybody ought to be angry. We ought to be surprised at the lack of anger among everybody who cares about the safety of our children. So I was very pleased with his leadership. And let's treat this as round one, but if we have to go 15 rounds until we win it, we got to get up and do it, because NRA cannot control the safety of our children.
What's next?
What's next? We need to regroup, say our little tears, and go do our homework, look at these people who voted against it, and have a strategy to sort of retire them if that is needed. But the main thing is we've got to get out there and make our voices heard. I woke up this morning thinking about Sojourner Truth, who was a woman, a great, brilliant slave woman, who could not stand slavery and could not stand second-class treatment of women. And she got heckled one day by an old white man in the audience who said he didn't care more about her anti-slavery talk, because it was a hopeless cause back then, than for an old flea bite. And she snapped back at him and said, "The Lord willing, I'm going to keep you scratching." And the black folk and the white folk and the mothers and fathers and grandmothers need to keep these people scratching. Black community needs to wake up. We have lost 60,000 children, black children, to gun violence. Since 1963, that's 17 times the number of lynchings. Where is our anti-lynching movement? Are we just going to keep letting our children be slaughtered? I hope not. Get up and bite and do something to stop this gun violence. And we have lost more Americans to gun violence in this country than we have lost in all of the wars, twice as many, since we began. In World War II, Revolutionary War, Civil War. What in the world is the matter with us? So I hope this will wake us all up, and that we are going to stop this war against our children and going to stop letting the NRA set the policy that overrides 90% of what Americans want. And they want to ban these assault weapons. They want to have background checks. So it's enough already. So get up. Don't sit here, do your crying, but get up and start really getting out there in the streets and whatever else you have to do. And then you get out there and you vote these people who do not care about your children safety. And just vote them out. But let's just stand with the president, fight and fight and fight until we win. So let's just take this as a 15-round fight. We've lost a lot of rounds at NRA, but we're not going to give up.
Old school, 15 rounds, not 12 rounds.
Down, whatever it's going to take, 20 rounds, however it's going to take.
Jack Johnson, old school.
Well, whatever. Rounds. I don't know a lot about boxing, but whatever we're going to have to do, however long we're going to have to do it. That's what slavery was about. We beat all these impossible things, and that's what the civil rights movement was about.
And you're going to keep them scratching.
Keep them scratching.
I love that.
Mary Wright Edelman, founder of Children's Defense Fund. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.